That's an old tradition in my part of the country. When you wake up, the first person you see, it's a Christmas gift. You're supposed to beat them to it.
Oh, oh no, we don't know that.
See, we have Christmas tree and the kids get up. Man.
What do you say, you know, sometimes when boys are playing around, they'll go off the springboard and go in like
dive.
That? So they dive in. Did you ever do much swimming when you were
young? Yep, quite a bit.
Have you ever seen anybody dive in and land flat like that?
Belly buster? Oh, you know it.
Well, what about if a boy is playing out in the yard, he might tuck his head between his legs and kick out his legs and go over like that?
Tumble shot.
What?
Tumble shot.
Is that the same thing? Have you ever heard that called a somersault?
Somersault. Yeah,
somersault.
Tumblesault.
Tumbling, you know.
But like a tumbleweed,
you know, that rolled over and over.
Yeah, but sometimes we say somersault.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a storekeeper giving a customer a little gift?
Lanny up.
You know, that's the first time I've ever done in all these interviews I'd ever gotten that from a person.
That's a New Orleans expression, a Louisiana expression.
Is that where you picked it up?
Well, I've heard it all my life, but then it's a lanny up.
Well,
how do you spell it? I don't know, but it's a lanny up. What do you call it?
I don't, that's not
I know,
vocabulary,
I know,
but it's spelled L-A-G-N-I-A-P-P-E.
That was supposed to be
the word I
said.
Yeah, that's a Louisiana expression.
But I still used to give the kids a lanny
up. Yeah.
Well, say if I got my car stuck in the mud, I might ask you to get behind me and give me a
push.
Or if I brought my foot down real hard on the floor, you say that
stomp.
Or if you were telling me when we started about a few games you played as a child.
Yeah.
Were there any games that you played where you chased each other?
Yeah, catcher, hide and seek, catcher.
Hide and seek, and then hide, you run and catch
them.
You'd run home before they could find you.
Hide and seek.
Was there a place that you could run to where you would be safe?
Well, what we had, I mean, behind a bush or stuff like that.
Did you call that place the goal or the base or something like that?
Home base, yeah. I mean, home base, yeah. Yeah, hide and seek. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then the home base.
And that was a game that you played where you hid from each other, was that it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, one would be, have to hide his eyes.
And give you a chance to hide, you know.
Yes.
Here I come.
They still play that.
Yeah.
Did you ever play any games with marbles?
Oh yeah, marble tops. Yeah.
Yeah, still
marble
have
tops. Baseball, and this, we didn't,
oh,
didn't
well,
have a
what
place.
What was that game? We gave it to Margie, and they had hoops, and you...
Oh, croquet.
Croquet.
You know that? With mallets and a ball, wooden ball.
What about, did you ever play a game that you had to use a knife?
Yeah. Mumbly peg?
Mumbly peg.
She mentioned jacks. Did you ever play that?
Jacks, yeah.
Jacks.
With a rubber ball?
Jackstones. You
jackstone.
Throw them out and you hit the ball and pick them up as many as you can. You played that.
Did you ever play any games when you were a boy that were pretty rough games that involved physical
yeah,
contact?
Wrestling and boxing and fighting. Part of the game coming up.
How would you describe a man who is like this? Say he always has a smile on his face and